I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's clearly not my time.
Are you sure you're good at this?
Are you bragging about how many pairs of boots you have?
Look, we're growing together as friends.
Tabaxi, you better shut up before I bring my axe across your chin.
Shame! Shame on you!
Am I going to wake up with a Sharpie mustache?
There's a dick on your forehead.
Look, I get it. I'm not a very good wizard. I didn't study very hard. I didn't care. I'm sorry. I know. You're not my dad.
There's no door over here.
Well, how the hell are we going to get in?
Throw me through the window.
What?
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 2, The Break of Dawn.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. This week's most valuable post goes to Carly McConnell, fan, friend, Patreon supporter for her amazing fan art.
We love you, Carly.
So good. Also, a reminder that on November 2nd, we'll be streaming for 24 hours in support of Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals for the Extra Life charity.
Extra Life 2019.
So check out the Invictus Streams YouTube or our website for information.
It's www.diceshamepodcast.com.
Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Did you ever think that you'd be sitting around a table with your best friends recording the second episode of your hit podcast called Dice Shame?
No way.
That's what we're doing right now, isn't it?
Oh my goodness.
Wait, is this the podcast?
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Did I show up on time?
You're here.
Hello.
You're on time.
This is the thing.
Welcome back to our hit podcast.
Yay.
Hit?
Yeah.
Do you
remember where we last left our heroes?
Yeah, Kraloth was bleeding out.
Yeah, in a pool of blood.
Oh my god.
Cobblestone surrounded by goblins that we can't see.
But I jumped down and helped, and Jack and I revived, and Doran was badass. But how many hit points did you have?
Doran's only left with 2 hit points.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness Jack took out that warg.
Yeah, told the dead to fuck right off.
Two hit points.
Wow.
So we're sort of fucked.
We're in bad shape.
We're in bad shape. Indeed, but the real question is, how do wargs taste?
Ooh.
We're going to find out.
I mean, I warg jerky over goblin jerky,
Over rabbit jerky.
We could make so much warg jerky. We got two horse
There's
side
a lot
wargs.
Of warg to go around.
I'm excited.
Tabaxis make a lot of jerky is what I'm learning through
no,
this.
No, Harlan makes a lot of jerky and thus his character.
Harlan eats a lot of jerky. Have you ever made jerky?
Do you have
Not yet.
You need a smoker or something or a good dehydrator. Ooh.
Now you know what to give me for Christmas, Rob. My new possible best friend.
Don't you just leave it over a vent?
Just any vent.
I just need a vent.
Just let
Why
it
does the house smell like jerky?
Oh, you know that lint trap that you put in your dryer?
Yeah.
Just put some meat in there.
Yeah. You guys want some jerky?
One person's lint trap, another person's dehydrator. you dryer jerky is a word.
So what are you guys going to do?
The
bell stopped ringing.
Okay. Yeah, right. Are we still in initiative order? No, we're out. I think we need to get to a safe place and take a short
rest. You're GTFOing?
I think I'm going to grab one corner of Kraloth's shoulder.
And I grab the other.
Yeah.
The question is, what is a safe place?
I think we got to go back across the drawbridge. There was like a tree by the drawbridge,
there
right?
There is a tree.
Yeah, there's a tree back there. I think where there's some gatehouses or something on this side of it.
There are two small gatehouses. They're about 10 by 10.
Those are
pillars,
awfully small.
Yes. Mm. And you haven't seen inside, but they flank either side of the drawbridge on the interior of the wall.
I think distance makes the most sense.
Tree is good. Yeah.
Stay with me, buddy. Red is like throwing himself equally while dragging somehow as Kraloth gets across the boards. Don't die on me.
As they're moving, Kraloth, I'm going to ask Kieran, my owl familiar, to get up to that and perch and see if they can see what's going on at the end of that rope. Who is that down there? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So once they sort of get there, I'd love to step into their eyes, let their vision become mine for a minute and take a look down.
You step into your owl's brain. This is a familiar sight. You've done this many times as he is your familiar. thank you. You see with alarming clarity, being that he has this amazing owl vision, you look down this long rope down into the bell tower, and you see its end hanging freely. There is no creature at the end of it, but it's moving slightly to the effect that it had been recently touched. The owl does not see any creature down in the bottom.
Is it the sort of bell tower Kieran could fly down into, or is there
it's
not
a
enough?
Pretty small aperture.
All right.
That permits the rope through. So he's just perching on the edge of this hole, looking down. He would be able to squeeze in and through if he had to, but he would have a hard time flying out of it, if that makes sense.
No, I think that's fine. I'm gonna as Kieran now to see with my own eyes. There were two sets of goblins who were kicking around quote unquote pumpkins last time, and I'm not sure that I believe that was, an owl's interpretation. I'd love to get Jack's interpretation of what they are. So maybe to do a quick circle around the whole small.
Do you have to meditate to see through this?
Yeah, thing? I'm definitely leaning against a wall somewhere. Just
so
eyes
Doran has
back
two
in my
hit
head.
Points, he's unconscious, and Red's left to watch the place.
You were carrying him across. You guys got this. I'm just going to be a minute. It'll be fine. I'll
no,
have
it's
eyes on the
totally fine. Yeah. I think Red would actually just hide in that tree. By the way,
you have to use your action.
Yeah.
So I think essentially it just robs you of your own sight and your all of your senses.
Yeah, and I mean we're talking about 6, 12, 18 seconds. That's not so long that I feel uncomfortable.
You're not drawing an arcane circle in the ground or anything.
Yeah, in the middle of the street.
And lighting incense or anything.
I mean, when the moment calls for it.
Yes.
But no, right now it's just closing your eyes, letting my spirit go and connect with Kieran's and maybe doing a circle around to really get a sense of this space.
He flies through the night air and casts his eyes down on the ground where he sees some fields. The people of Nightstone have been cultivating the ground around their dwellings. There are a couple of farmhouses.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees that within one of these fields, there are two goblins that have pumpkins on their heads.
Oh.
And they are bumping around the field and
I
sort
did
of
not
laughing.
Goblins are adorable.
Yeah, okay.
That's the southeast.
Okay.
The southeast of the main...
Of the main square where you had initially interacted with the wargs.
Brilliant.
Gotcha.
And then there are two other goblins in the northeastern quadrant of this village.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have pumpkins, and they've actually started moving sort of around the side of their building. It looks like they are searching.
Okay. And so I'm, as soon as I see them searching, I'm going to, you know, instruct Kieran to just keep an eye on them, but don't, you know, be a bird, just hang out somewhere, eat a mouse, do whatever.
Be a bird.
Do your thing.
Go eat a mouse, Kieran.
Go eat a mouse. And I'm going to go catch up with
Kieran's like, fine.
It just sounds, oh yeah, that's Kieran's voice.
I love you, Kieran. And then I will rush back to meet up with the other folks now that I've really got a...
How well are you hiding?
I am up the tree and my bow is pointed at the drawbridge because I don't need a short rest. I am full HP. I have all my stuff. So I'm going to be basically guarding, readying an action to anyone who walks through those gates.
Okay.
While these two...
So Doran and Kraloth are at the base of this tree. Kraloth, mm-hmm. You are unconscious.
I am.
Doran... You mm-hmm. are what?
I'm patching my wounds.
Okay.
As I am familiar with doing.
Mm-hmm. You know,
poking bits of cotton into the where the teeth holes are in my arm.
Yeah.
How does Doran feel? He's like an old soldier, but like he got his shit kicked.
I love the idea that you're like unwinding bits of leather and armor from your wounds, and you can see these new injuries that are laid over all this old scarring on your arms.
Well, that's just it too. And it's incredible for maybe the tabaxi to watch me be unfazed as I, you know, I've got a needle and thread that I close up my own wounds with.
How is Doran feeling about like Kraloth running in and then getting like devoured, and Doran taking the more tactical approach?
And I suppose when Kraloth comes back to consciousness, there will be a chat and say like, you know, because that's not really how my mind works.
I'm
a methodical soldier.
He's going to be angry with you.
Oh, shit.
Maybe their two styles of what their units would do. They like made assumptions about what those units, what our soldiers would do are these two different things. And neither of you did the thing the other expected. And now it went all to shit.
Doran, did you spend a few minutes before patching your own wounds to like... hide your companion's body, or is he just sprawled on the dirt in full view?
No, we would have dragged him to the back of the tree. Doran and I were both.
So you guys are trying to be stealthy,
right? We would have propped him up against a tree, I'd imagine.
Okay,
hey, old buddy, it's okay. Like open his eyelids, which refused to open.
Very comfortable
keep
position.
Open for me, bud.
There's a lot of physical comedy happening here in the room.
It's the only way.
It's the best podcast.
Am I going to wake up with a Sharpie mustache?
There's a dick on your forehead.
I thought you looked better with a little penis.
And then again, you know, sure enough, not only did I completely patching my own wounds and fixing my own armor, pulling the pieces of steel chain link back together, I then moved to the human next to me and I start, you know, patching him up, wiping up the blood off his neck and his face.
I picture you like fixing armor like you're just like, you know, combing your hair.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, you know, doing
it's such
casual
a practiced
chaining
movement.
Thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've got the Smith's tools with me.
Yeah.
You hear like I've got a little rock in front of me and I'm like
rebending the chain link.
Very stealthily bending chain
link. Yeah. You like pull your chain mail off and you're like messing with it.
And I'm just watching the drawbridge. I'm just going to be like scanning it.
Jack, roll perception check, please. As you come back into your own body.
14.
You hear a slight scuffling coming from within the temple.
If I'm on my way back there, I can see, maybe just make eye contact with Red and just sort of like give a nod and like, I'll be right there and maybe stealth over to the temple.
If you
myself.
Nod at me, I'd probably shake my head. I'd probably be like, don't do it.
So I was imagining Jack as coming almost to the point where you would be approaching the drawbridge, not quite stepping onto the drawbridge yet, but then a sound from the temple takes your attention. And so you can see Red in the tree just barely. He's pretty well camouflaged. But in order to approach the temple, you would need to lose sight of him.
Oh, no, there's definitely that moment of like, I'm coming across the drawbridge. It's going to be fine. I know there's like enemies around me. It's dangerous territory. And then I hear a sound. It could be my friends who are like live here. I just gotta know. And so like 1 minute I will be right, Red. I just gotta go look. I'll be right there.
I think the minute he ducks out of my sight, I like look down at Doran and Kraloth and like look back up and I jump from the tree and I run after him.
Uh-huh. You jump from the tree?
Yeah. And well, like how high is the tree?
And Doran's not.
I get down from the tree. Let's
you take 1d6 falling damage.
Yeah, exactly. No, right?
Doran is not unaware. You know, I see Jack. I see you in the tree, and I see the exchange, and you and I connect eyes. Yeah, Red.
You know what I'm saying.
Like, and I see you and I just nod.
Yeah.
You know, and I continue to patch up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, ultimately, you guys need the rest. I don't. Jack is a glass cannon, probably.
I mean, I don't have all the hit points in the world. No.
Would you like to stealthily approach?
I would love to stealthily approach. Yeah. I'm going to stealth over there. I got a 18 plus 4
nice.
Is 22.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
You pad forwards quickly in your leather boots, I want to say.
Yeah. I mean, they're lovely Clogs? Quality. No, they're lovely quality leather boots.
Stilettos?
They're traveler's boots. I've got several
Clogs?
Pairs of boots.
Did you ever say clogs?
I did say clogs.
Damn it.
Yeah. No, They're as comfortable as you can get in my price point.
Are you bragging about how many pairs of boots you have?
Look, listen, I don't even know. Everybody,
he's a high fashion elf.
Doesn't everybody have a lot of boots? That's just what happened. I mean,
Tabaxi don't even wear shoes.
So you stealthily approach the temple and you put your back up against the wall. There's a little, I want to say like a little nugget of shadow.
Shadow nugget. Hey, I love it.
You hide in whatever you can find. If it's a shadow nugget, that's where you put your butt and you.
That's right.
Is there any sweet and sour sauce in the shadow nugget?
It's dark Szechuan sauce.
And moments before Red strides into view from where he's approaching you on the drawbridge, two goblin heads poke out from the door of this temple. Both of them look either way, cast around, looking at the square, and then retreat back into the building.
Do I expect these were the two that I saw as Kieran a minute ago, or are these two more?
No, you have not seen these before.
Okay, so we're up to six goblins. Yeah, when they turn back in, I'd love to just peek my head around and see what else was going on inside the temple before I...
Okay. I'm going to carry over that stealth check for you
goodness.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
just for a moment,
uh-huh.
You see the backs of the two retreating goblins move deeper into this temple. Roll a religion check for me.
21.
From some of the iconography that your eyes breeze over as you take just this instant of a glance, you would know this to be a temple of Maliki.
Mm-hmm.
There's some unicorns prancing around, some carvings. The temple has been pretty clearly looted. And these goblins have scimitars.
So has it been looted as in it's just like turned over, or are there things that I know should be here that are missing?
Both.
All right, I'm pushing my luck. I'm soft. We're troubled. I'm gonna poke my head back.
Yeah, that's all you
around.
Get. And
yeah, no, we're out. I'm out.
As you look back, you see Red coming around the corner.
I'm like crouched at the corner of the drawbridge, just watching him. I wouldn't enter.
Like waving, like go back. I'm coming.
And I'm like, not until you come back with me. And I wait till he meets me, and we walk back together.
Okay.
I have to watch your back, friend.
I appreciate it. There's six of them in there. Two with scimitars in the temple. It's been routed. Two with pumpkins on their heads crashing into each other, and two more walking around looking for something. I hope it's not their pet wargs.
Well, we just have to be careful, you know? I get the curiosity. Believe me, it's killed me a few times, but we need to at least stay in eyesight.
No, I got friends here. I needed to know.
Hey, I have friends here too, and I pat your bum a little bit. Just...
So you guys return back to your extremely safe tree.
You know what? It's big. And you saw how good I shot a tree in the last episode. It has no chance against me.
What do you do? What are you planning?
As you return, you see Doran is now got... He's lying down And he's resting, like a full out rest. Yeah. Eyes open, keeping an eye up.
I think we'll do an hour long short rest. I think I'm gonna go back up the tree and watch. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can do to aid us for protection?
Look, I get it. I'm not a very good wizard. I didn't study very hard. I didn't care. I'm sorry. I know you're not my dad. I don't want to hear it one more time.
I'm only asking. I just don't know what you can do, my friend.
I mean, magic is what I can do. I'm just going to look at my spell book and see if there's anything in there, but I don't know.
I'm just going to watch the drawbridge, and I'm going to ready an action to if anything should pop in.
You guys spend a fairly uneventful hour. If you wait 1d4 hours, an unconscious character can regain one hit point. So, Justin, why don't you go ahead and roll a d4 for Kraloth, and we'll see.
I have done this, and I rolled a 1.
Amazing.
Ah,
nice.
So we'll count that as your short rest. So, Doran, you rolled your hit dice. You're back at full.
I'm back at full. A 9 plus Kraloth, my 3.
You have one hit point.
My eyes open
and I slowly jump down and I throw my arms around you. Kraloth, buddy.
Oh, Red, take it easy, buddy.
You nearly scared me.
Okay, all right.
You thought I'd have to live without that jovial
you
laugh.
Can stop squeezing.
Give it to me. Oh, I rub your little belly.
Get off me. Come on, man.
And
come
then,
on, brother.
As soon as Reb gets off, climbs off of Kraloth, Doran steps up.
Kraloth, next time we go into battle, and I realize that you're injured and you're not really paying attention to me full right now, but listen to me. Next time we go into battle, we must pay better attention and come up with a better plan of action. That was far too reckless.
Reckless,
thank you.
No problem.
I would never have let my soldiers go into battle like that. But it happened, and I'm glad you're safe. And that's all I'm going to say about it right now.
Well, you got a point, Doran. I'll be completely honest. I thought it was a goner. But, it's been a long time since I've been in battle, so I guess I got to brush off some of that rust, right?
I've seen too many of my fellow soldiers fall. To see more would just pain me too much.
He's not going to die. Let's just stop that talk right here. Well, I'll make sure of that.
It's clearly not my time.
Bingo, bango, right. Friend.
Say that again.
Bingo, bango.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a Tabaxi saying, you know. There you go.
Tabaxi came up with that. Oh,
my buddy.
Man, take a look at this. Hey, wait a second. I could have sworn the wargs bit right through my armor in this one spot.
Yeah. Well, I was able to mend some of your armor. I am, after all, one of the best-known blacksmiths in all of Faerun.
I did help, just so you know. I handed him the pliers. You know. No big deal.
He's not lying.
I'm sure you did. Well, there's some things you weren't able to mend, though talented you are. And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Yeah, boy.
Beautiful.
Do you want to hit you have hit dice, though, don't you? Or do you want to
save? You would have
to
spend a whole other hour. Another hour.
Never mind!
Yeah. I won't be able to do that again, but I need some help here. I'm going to roll 1d. I got an 8.
Fuck nice. Yeah,
plus
you did.
5.
That
is
dice
13.
Gets kisses.
Okay, so I'm back to full health. All right, well, what are we going to do next? We going back in there?
Hell,
I'm feeling
yes,
great.
We're going back in there. Jack here spotted some interesting stuff.
Let me do another quick flyby, see what's over there, and we can sort of make our plan of attack with the best information we've got. I'm gonna sit down, sort of get in a meditative position. Mm.
He does this when he's looking through his owl. You were out of it, but it's really cool.
It's gotten quite dark since you've been resting. The darkness is troubling Kraloth a little bit. His human eyes are not...
Oh, fuck humans,
not
I forget.
Super great in
fuck
the
humans.
Darkness. But the owl is not encumbered this way. Kieran flies around the perimeter, scattered throughout this settlement. There are maybe 20 large boulders that have pierced through the roofs of buildings, that have cracked through cobblestone and broken fields and fences. Kieran also sees the goblins from earlier, the two that had entered the courtyard to investigate the noise that you were making have retreated back. There's like a little chicken enclosure.
Okay.
And they are plucking a dead chicken right now.
Fucking love goblins.
I fucking love chicken.
Me too.
That's all that Kieran reports to you.
Okay, so I'm gonna wake up from Kieran's eyes, and in front of me,
and now he gets to tell us what he saw.
Well, not actually. I'm going to show you. I'm going to create a minor illusion of a map. I'm a cartographer. I make maps for days. I'm going to make out like a map exactly like the one we're looking at with this.
That is so cool.
Oh, inspiration.
You just got inspiration. Well done.
And on this map, I'm going to show like here's how it was last time we looked. It looks like these have moved into the chicken coop. There were two in the temple. I'm going to tell you about the temple of Maliki and the missing stuff that's been pillaged from there. I just like lay out exactly what I saw sort of on a
that's
top
so
down,
smart.
Down sort of view. And
you're so smart. You're the brains of the group.
He does have the highest intelligence.
What did you give him for inspiration?
True. Oh, I gave him a Starburst.
Why a Starburst?
Individually wrapped candies. And when you get inspiration in 5th edition, it means that you can spend that inspiration point or candy before you make any d20 roll in order to roll 2d20s and take the higher.
Amazing.
When do you get to eat it?
After
when you spend it.
You spend it.
Was
that Doran?
Tempting.
Doran wants the candy.
Tired of goblins. Doran wants Starburst.
I mean, you only saw a few goblins north of town, right?
I mean, we've seen 6 so far, yeah.
I just mean to say, what if we enter in, swing north, and start moving them south a little bit?
Yeah, we got to clear them out.
That's what
I mean.
If we
can start with the small bands first, that makes the most sense. Work our way up to the big ones.
That would make the most sense, and especially if we're working in a team effort.
Does anybody speak goblin? Could we talk to them?
I speak goblin.
Kraloth does.
I do.
I mean,
for what reason would you have to speak goblin?
It was on a list of available...
oh, no.
When I first arrived in Faerun, I did not wind up on the shores of some civilized city like Neverwinter. I did not show up in a nice village or anything of the like. No, I showed up in the middle of nowhere. First people I actually encountered were a band of goblins, and they were not terribly nice to me. They managed to, tie me up and defeat me in battle, though I was too disoriented to do much about it. And they kept me prisoner for several months.
Wow.
It wasn't long before I started picking up on certain gestures, certain verbal cues, and then eventually I started to grasp a certain understanding of what different words and sounds meant.
Knowing thine enemy is a great, great practice. And for that, I'll give you that pass. I say we do swing north. We go up and around the back of the temple to the north side of the inn where we can flank these.
So maybe this is the plan then. Maybe Kraloth and I go in the front door and try and talk to them while the two of you slip around the back. And then they're between us.
What sort of cue should we use if all of a sudden things go south?
Well, Red and I have a signal that we've used several times that has come to our aid.
Let's use that.
Quite a bit.
Good idea. All right, we'll get in position. You give me that signal when you're ready. And Doran and I will start heading down the road and try to stealth in some place.
All right.
Okay, so Doran and Red are stealthing ahead.
Keep an eye out for whatever that signal might be.
So you guys are going to the front door, and we're going to go in.
I give Red this like questionable look. Mm-hmm. You know?
Don't you worry, Doran. Everything's going to be all left.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll follow your lead.
Tell me what happens.
So I'll light my lantern. I don't usually need it, but it is nice to have. And I'll, when you need light in your hands, I got light for you.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Now, I don't know if I'm as aware of the situation as you are, and you have people in the town. I'm happy to work as just your translator through this. You feed me messages to give, and I will translate.
I mean, it's a potentially hostile force. You got to trust your gut for talking to them for a minute. If they get conversational, we can discuss what we want to say. But,
okay.
But it may just be that we're going to end up with two angry goblins with swords coming at us, and we'll deal with that.
As Doran and I approach, is there any position like that we can get to from the side of the buildings, any like open craters, any of these boulders that are riddling the town, any of them hit the roof?
Not along the west side of the building, okay. No. And in order to get around the back, you're going to have to scale a fence into a spooky graveyard.
Doran and I will do it.
Come on, Doran, it's all right.
The biggest issue Doran has with this is not the spookiness of the graveyard, but rather the height of the fence.
The fence!
and Red is like
no problem.
So adept at climbing. He just climbs right over and he sees Doran like pause and he thinks it's because he's scared.
Now, listen, Doran, that's all right. There's nothing to be afraid of. Look, it's just graveyards.
What's the fence made of?
It's iron. It's about 4 feet high.
And he like gets in close. I was spooked a lot when I was a little boy too.
Shut up, will you? Shut up.
I just wanted
to... And Doran does grab the fence and he does scale over and very... awkwardly, with no finesse at all, flops onto the other side, landing on his ass.
Good job, you got over your fear.
And I like, he quickly like helps you up.
This is the best. Look, we're growing together as friends.
Tabaxi, you better shut up before I bring my axe across your chin.
All right.
Red and...
Fence is a spooky too.
Red and Doran make their way through the graveyard around to the back of the building. And it takes them just a few moments of traversing this graveyard through the rows of tombstones, through the gravel paths, to realize that there is no rear entrance to the temple. And Kraloth and Jack come around the front of this temple, the successful arm of the pincer movement, the two doors to the temple that face south are wide open, and just darkness looks at you from within this building.
I'm unwrapping the piece of twine that I had wrapped around the tambourine as I walk. And I look into the darkness and say to Jack, I can't see a damn thing.
I'll open the lantern up now and just sort of shine it around for you.
Okay. Perfect.
How close are you getting to the temple?
I think like we must be right at the door.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna. I want to shine the temple inside, but not so much so that people in the rest of the place might see us.
And as he's shining the light in, I'm going to say, "Ukbukbake, akalaka, uk," which means in Goblin, we would like to bargain. Can we speak with your leader?
You hear a sound coming from within the temple, a scampering, a scuttling, and then Briga! Briga! The yelping of goblins as they run toward you. They have their scimitars drawn, and one of them, in Goblin, through gritted teeth, says, "Our leader's not here, but we'll take your life."
And I'm going to use Thaumaturgy.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy behind them, which was a trick I used when I was in their prisons. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, using a goblin voice, from behind them, have a voice, a deep goblin-esque voice that says, "You do not know that."
Okay.
That's so good.
That's
really
good.
Impressive.
Roll an intimidation check.
That's with a 6.
Roll for initiative.
We don't roll yet, right?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Us too?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll start with Red. What did you get?
17.
Doran?
6.
Jack?
10.
And Kraloth?
5.
Ooh. Nice.
In order.
The two goblins hastily look behind themselves. Do not see anyone behind them in the darkness, for they have dark vision and are not fooled by your thaumaturgy.
Ooh, yeah.
In response, Kraloth, they both fire their short bows at you.
Oh, no.
And as soon as I can tell, now this is out of initiative order, but I had my tambourine ready.
Yes, you did.
And as soon as I can tell that they are shooting, I set the signal and I begin to shake the tambourine.
as soon as you see their little goblinoid hands pull up their bows and pull the drawstrings.
Consider it a reaction.
And the reflection from their pupils.
You know what? I'm cool with that.
Nasty little green reflection.
I just rolled bullshit for the first time on this podcast.
Amazing.
Nice. Yes, bullshit.
Any ones?
No, I rolled a 4 and a 5. Okay. So, not quite shame, but you guys, you're on thin ice.
She's talking to the die.
You tell him.
Okay, so both of the arrows fly wide into the night through the temple doors and beyond into the courtyard.
Amazing.
Red, what do you do?
Dorne and I are north of the thing.
You're in the graveyard north of the temple.
Are there any windows on this side of the building?
Yeah, there are two windows. In fact, you see the glimmering light from the bullseye lantern
and I hear the tambourine, windows. Obviously. So
you hear the tambourine. What happens?
I look down to Dorne.
And I turn to Red and I say, there's no door over here.
Well, how the hell are we going to get in?
Throw me through the window.
What?
Throw me through the window.
Without even waiting. All right. And I toss him. What am I rolling? Strength?
I think it just happens. I mean, how much do you weigh, Doran?
He's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf, but dwarves
150 pounds.
Okay, that's so it? That's not hefty. That
67 kilograms. I did the math.
I love that.
You did the conversion.
Bless your heart.
I'm also 137 centimeters.
That's
or 4'6".
If I'd known we were gaming an SI.
Make a strength check for me, please.
Can I have any sort of like advantage if he's help? If he like wants it? If he like jumps with me? If I'm like, jump while I throw you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Roll with advantage because he's making himself into an amenable cannonball form.
That is his suggestion. 19 minus 1 is 18.
Amazing.
That's pretty good.
He goes smashing through the stained glass window as like, what do the goblins do when they see this like dwarf barrel through the window behind them?
There's like a smash of stained glass that comes flying through.
This beautiful stained glass window that depicts, what does it depict?
Fuck it, it's gone. It depicts dwarven rage now.
It used to depict images of birth, the dawning sun, trees, and unicorns. Now it's just...
Birth? Is it like a woman with her legs spread and like he comes right through the center?
Yes! And there's a dwarf on the floor.
In character here, had this been the Temple of Moradin, I would not have been able to
of
do
course
this.
Not.
You couldn't.
I wouldn't have been able to sacrifice.
Right, so I'm going to do that for my action, and then I have a move, right?
Yes, you do.
Can I like jump in after him?
Of course you can.
Why not? So like this dwarf comes smashing through the stained glass window, and then I'm going to hop in after you.
Doran, because you were thrown and not, you know, hopping in of your own volition, I'd love for you to make an acrobatics check just to see if you land on your feet.
I will do that. And so...
Oh no!
Fucking piece of shit.
What is it?
Oh, natural one!
Where'd it go?
Yikes!
Where'd it go?
He just threw it.
He threw it against the wall.
Oh god!
He did. Goodbye, dice.
Bye, dice.
So it.
Shame! Shame on you!
Shame!
I'm going to, I guess, take a tumble.
You land prone on the floor.
And I kind of slide a little
bit. That's amazing. And then Red deftly
smash a
nimbly leaps in after you.
Don, what are you doing lying down?
Jack, what do you do?
Jack pulls forth his magic orb and spins it in his hand, and from it three beams of light shoot out and magic missiles strike these goblins two on one and
sick. One on the other. Okay, let's see.
5 damage to one and 5 damage to the other.
Wow. Nicely done. Okay. They're looking a lot worse for the wear.
Kraloth, I take it the conversation didn't go well.
I don't think so, I say as I pull up my shield.
Doran, it's your turn. You can stand up for half of your movement.
Am I right on top of these goblins?
Basically. Yeah. But you're lying down in front of them.
Right. So I, stand up.
Yeah.
And move into, how far now am I from these goblins? I should just be within 5 feet.
It looks like you're directly at their at the one guy's feet.
I did a good throw.
So, yeah, I stand up and
jolly good
float attack.
Do it.
Using one-handed battle axe.
Do it, coward.
And a 4 to hit.
Nope, that's not going to do it.
9.
That still doesn't hit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So you pick yourself up off of the floor and dizzily swing your axe at the goblin.
Right. In
the
wrong very direction. Clumsily. Yeah. Very clumsily.
Like picking pieces of glass Q out of two. Your clothes.
And I'm grumbling to myself, I've been out of battle for far too long for this.
Kraloth, what do? You see your friends come smashing through the window.
Yeah.
Magic missiles flying.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run in there invigorated by battle again. I mean, I don't even hear Doran's words about like being tactical. I just run forward.
Perfect.
And I pull out my mace and I smash one of the goblins in the face, potentially.
Mace face.
Natural 20.
Hell, oh my god. Yeah.
Yes.
Hot damn.
So,
maced.
Maced.
Maced faced.
You roll all of your damage dice two times.
All right, so that's 6 plus 2, so that's 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, you kill it by a lot.
Okay.
So you turn the goblin's head into this shriveled, pulpy mass of and, flesh yeah, and bone and gray matter.
Yeah. And just as you do this, blood comes splashing across my face, and you look, and all you see is this big grin on Doran's face, yeah. And I say, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just want to be involved.
Yeah, there's brain What's matter Jack and doing? Chunks everywhere. I
mean, Jack is standing there. He's ready to see the next thing. He's happy that you're all in there tangling with these goblins. There's blood spraying. There's people.
You're so apart from this.
Yeah, though. Like he's no part of Jack wants to be anywhere near any of that.
So the goblin that remains is probably going to try to stab at Doran because he was the one who just recently tried to hit him with an axe.
And missed.
So he's going to try to use his scimitar and bring that to bear with a 19 to hit.
It does hit.
And that's 7 slashing damage.
Holy moly.
Then, as a bonus action, the goblin disengages. He jumps out the window and runs into the graveyard. Red, what do you do?
I kill him.
Okay, so you can definitely definitely aim through the broken window.
You know what? Can I try to pin him to the ground if I do like a targeted shot at a reduced... I don't know. I know that Jack wants to question.
That's not something that... Okay, so anytime you bring a monster or an enemy to 0 hit points, you can opt in that moment to be dealing non-lethal damage.
Oh, perfect.
So you would just
okay.
be knocking.
Then I'm just going to roll to see if I can hit him.
Mm-hmm.
A natural 1.
Oh, no.
That's my second a bitch.
Are you sure you're good at this?
Now this is the second die. I mean, is it time
you know
to
what?
Get rid of that one?
I don't care. Oops, I missed
the dice.
That's a real failure.
Bounced off the rim of the jar.
Oh my goodness.
And rolled onto the floor. God.
You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this
that
one
might
in
be
the
fate.
Dice shame.
That might be fate.
But I'm going to bring back the first.
You're bringing back the first dice.
Oh no. You're going to regret this. Why would you make this
move.
Call?
Because you know what? Sometimes you got to take another chance. And he deserves another Chester. I still remember the first time I rolled him. We didn't even really... It was perception anyway, right? This was damage. I think the first time was a perception. I'm going to bring him back.
Jack, you see as Red pulls his drawstring
D-shamed.
Back. And and then the arrow just hits the side of the building and ricochets back into the room.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna step... So if I'm at the door, I'm going to step around just so I can see this goblin. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, from those two still sort of glowing wounds that it's got from my magic missiles, hold this orb out and try and pull the rest of its
Ooh.
Life into it. I'm going to toll the dead from this goblin. It can
All
make
right.
me a will save, please.
Wisdom.
Wisdom save. That's the word.
18.
That'll Ooh. Do it. It gets away.
Doran, what do you do?
Well, I'll chase after it for
yeah.
what the hell. And in fact, in true soldier fashion, I call to my others here, give chase! And I chase.
What the hell does that
so,
mean?
It means
who's
that...
Who's chase and what are we giving him?
Can you make it all the way to the goblin with 25 feet?
I think you can make it to him.
Not too sized.
Yeah, I think you can make it to him.
Can I attack now?
Yes.
That's a move and an attack.
That's okay. Right.
Don't miss it.
A 17.
You hit.
And doing 7 damage.
Would you like that to be lethal or non-lethal damage?
Non-lethal.
So you hit him with the flat of your axe and knock him against a gravestone, and his head hits the gravestone with a loud clonk, and stars and bluebirds come out as he slides down to the grave. And you've got a goblin captive.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our patrons. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars. Join us next week for episode 3. Remember, you can follow us at Dice Shame on Twitter and Instagram, as well as on Facebook. Join the group. It's where all the cool cats are. Wow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.